Node
1999
connected
to
node
4207 5.
Node
5902 20
connected
to
node
4206 7 5.
Node
4206 7 6
connected
to
node
4206 7 5.
This is the NY1US Altar node 4206 7 5 in South Wales, New York. This is the NY1US Altar node 4206 7 5 in South Wales, New York.
WKAO, hello, Lynn. Continuing, rainy day in Rochester. Let's just hope the Yankees and Cubs get it in. I don't know if the Red Wings will make it, but there you go. I'll take a listen, 1245, 105, it was scheduled to play 105 that day. I'm just helping Jimmy and Mike with some test signals. They're up at the observatory, up at 655. So they're putting all back together, and I'll give them another test. So if I disappear, why, that's what's happening. Yeah, those guys do a good job with not only their stuff, but your stuff.
Of course, back in the day, God bless them, Rick did a great job, too.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, actually. I think a couple for Tuesday, three Wednesday. Not sure what's Thursday yet. We haven't firmed up a time for St. Mary's on the Lake at another church. And Friday is open. They go up the rods. Friday, trying to learn how to use this face ID on these newer phones. He says they've improved it. Go out to lunch, bring his old phone back as well to get the XE battery. I thought I was going to have to get a new phone, but made a couple changes and didn't have to. So that should be at least $128. They reverted one with more space. Just kind of was running out of space on there for updates. So, but that's all straightened out. And still haven't heard word on whether the people are going to buy the pianos yet, or a piano. She's doing some testing and tries it next to anybody.
WB2KAO. Sorry about that. I had to give those guys the final test. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
I heard most of your transmission. We're sure about Monday. We got breakfast at Bill's Long Pond tomorrow at 9. I'm going to buy Charlie's breakfast for his birthday, which was on the 22nd of July. And he's doing well. The other blockage is going to be an outpatient procedure on the 21st of August. But he's doing okay, thank goodness. So I'm going to head upstairs after helping these guys out. I grab my razor and shave it here at the operating bench where I often do. So, if you go up to Rod, you have a good time, of course. I know you enjoy doing that. I haven't really paid attention. Have the Yankees taken the first two games with the Cubs? And how did you guys do with the White Sox? I think the White Sox are in first place in the American League Central, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Let's see. We lost yesterday. We won Friday. Today's a rubber game. And let's see. Then we come home. We play the Cardinals, Mariners, Atlanta. That's right. Next Sunday's Old Timer Day. And I've been watching that, you know, the trade deadline is on the 3rd, and Scooble went to the Dodgers. Or they, as they said on the Yankees, they just back up a truck, give them all the prospects they want, and they get what they want. I don't like those deals, because you get the guy for 1 year, you give up a bunch of prospects, and then they go somewhere. I mean, not the prospect, but what you got, and you end up with nothing. Yankees got rid of somebody. They thought he was a prospect. He didn't do much with us. He was inconsistent. He went to the Pirates for a couple projects. We're still waiting to see what happens. They're going to have to start thinking about rebuilding because, a couple of years, Judge is getting along, and Stanton, you know, that was a terrible contract. And Freed and Nardone and Cole, they're moving along too, so they're going to have to start doing something. But next game I'll be attending probably will be us and Charlotte on a Tuesday.
In South Wales, New York.
I'm going to 3 more games. Going on 12th. Wednesday the 12th with Charlotte with Danny and Lisa McHugh, and the 14th Friday with Billy, and the 26th Wednesday 105 matinee with Danny and Mark McHugh and Phil Young and Chris. Need to see that myself.
How did Phil? Did he get to? You know, he's not that active on here. How did he enjoy
the Orioles? Oh, they went to a few parks and took the train to all of them. They went to Citizens Bank Park to see the Phillies and the Mets. They went to Camden. I forget where else they went. He'll have to tell you. But he and Debbie, yeah, they had a great night.
Good. Yeah, we'll see Charlotte, and then I guess it's that Wednesday after Labor Day, we'll see Scranton. And that'll probably wrap it up for us. But somebody said to get down the frontier. I still call it frontier, even though it's ESL. ESL ballpark.
For the next 10 years, with options extended to 30 years. I'm going to go XYZX2KAO,
1770 Maple, catch on here on Terrace Tuesday. 7-3-WB2KAO, N2IZX.
I'll be down here for the Rock City Net later.
Hey, Lou. K2LKK, N2IZX.
This day is going to be a while, so.
Yep, yeah. Sorry, I've been doing phone stuff yesterday. I went to do the latest download and wouldn't take it. I don't know, Face. I was debating, well, do I get a new phone with Face ID or do I get what I got now with more Face? Price wasn't bad on Amazon, but I went and called Apple and they said, you know, there are your choices. Try and delete this. Come on, Netflix. Threw it away, so then later I tried it again. Oh, we're going to put apps in temporary storage. So I had to do something, so I backed out. I went back in and it had settings, one new item. Apparently it had verified it, installed. So, all right, let's see what happens. I waited nervous to tell if the phone doesn't crash. Sure enough, it installed it. Ended up with more space than I had before, probably because the apps are in storage. Phone works fine, so I'll have to spend a dime.
Got lucky this time.
Yeah, I guess when 2027 comes out, I won't be able to do that, but I don't care because it's all AI crap. I don't know, that whole AI thing is scary. I'm just afraid somebody's going to do something bad. You know, like the internet was supposed to be, and look what's happened.
Well, you know what kind of a world we live in. Somebody will do something bad, no matter what you do.
So what's on tap for you today?
Trying to cut a break in the rain so I can take a dog out. Other than that, I don't know what's going on. I'll just sit around and read. Doesn't sound like it's going to be any good to get on the computer or the radio.
Yeah, here's a baseball game. Maybe I'll read. I'm halfway through the Gales of November. I think it's just about ready to send the Fitzgerald on its way to its inevitable demise. Maybe I'll read that, continue reading that today. Yeah, you're right, not much. I was telling Timmy and I were talking about your employment situation. If I were Lou, I'd retire.
I very well do that.
Do you think you'll be able to, once you retire though, do you think you'll be able to keep busy and find enough to do?
I think so.
Well, Bruce won't get a lot of news, but I'm sure you'll be going places.
Yeah, probably. Probably get together with the guys and do a few more of the lunches and some of the rail fanning. I haven't gotten to go out there this year. It seems like Wednesday is my busiest day, so I've been able to take part in any of the Wednesday activities. I have gotten in a couple of lunches, you know, about the ones that Dallas or Sellers. I did manage to get out to Rockies once also.
Yeah, well, my driver, bless you, Matt George, enjoyed going to Carabasella, too. Of course, that's only on the 4th, you know, the 5th Monday. Got to try the one on Park Avenue sometime. You know, we usually hit Southwest Diner when we're over there. They're one of the cheaper places, and the food is good, railway good. The cheapest place we found, other than, you know, Wendy's and that crap, is Yellow Mills, right around the corner from JW2RFM's house. Out in Palmyra.
I don't know how to get out that way. I do like Southwest Diner. I'm rather partial to their Reuben sandwiches.
And there's, was it 12 Corners or there's that other one right down the street? That was okay, except they don't take Apple Pay, and I try to use Apple Pay as much as I can. And I like the fact that the titanium card, which I do have, I got that locked and turned off, though there's no thievery at all. They can have that one. And Southwest is very consistent. Now my driver's yet to go to Rockies. He's never been there. I've been there a few times. Did you ever know Rocky? You know, he was a ham back in the day.
Heard, but I did not know him. And, you know, that's because I wasn't really in the Rochester area until the late 1980s. And apparently didn't keep enough pressure on my push-to-talk button. At any rate, Yeah, I like the Southwedge Diner. Not so crazy about the Highland Diner. Everybody else seems to like them, but they just didn't do it for me. This is K2LKK.
There's that Steve Delton Benfield. I thought they were a little overrated. Oh, what was the one we had? Sonny's Family Restaurant, Henrietta. That was good. And we were looking up Sonny's in Batavia. It's still there. I thought by now they would have been gone too, but Sonny's is still there. There's Settlers where the old Red Barn was. Of course, Alex's. Another, what was that one in Birchett? There was a restaurant out there that just closed after I forget how many years.
Not very many restaurants in Bergen. And funny, was in the news just recently, they were sued by the Red Osiers for stealing some of their recipes. Apparently they just settled the lawsuit.
Ooh, I didn't know that. I'll pass my driver. He's originally from Byron. Another one that's good, it's in Elba Chaps. Have you ever been there? It used to be Boston Chaps as far as I know.
I haven't been in Elba in probably 40 years. Wouldn't know anything out there.
Yeah, well, we went to Chaps. It was in the winter and less like to drive around. Oh, there's a cemetery right around the corner. I'm thinking, I wonder if that's where Tom Drupery was. It was. So we drove around. We couldn't find him. We know he's there, but we got the rest of the family all in one crap. Maynard, Harriet, and you didn't know. Obviously, was there and drowned in 1960. So drove around there a little bit and left. What is that restaurant? I'll pass for West and they just closed. There is one restaurant in Bergen we do hit. You know, there used to be a couple others. There used to be Country Boy and Maria's, but they're gone. The other one I missed was Country Kitchen outside of Batavia. They finally closed.
I remember eating there when I was just a lad. I mean, that was back in the days while I was still going to the state school for the blind.
Used to get there all the time. It's amazing. All these restaurants, all these places, they like to be closed on Mondays or Saturday afternoons. When I went to alumni 2 years ago, we picked my party up in Buffalo. Oh, let's go to Birdhouse. Excellent chicken wings in Orchard Park. Closed. Then we decided, well, we'll head to Batavia. Let's try Miss Batavia. Closed. We wound up at this. It used to be Candlelight and something else now. It was okay. Forgot the restaurant on the other end, Alex and Settlers, which is what was the old Red Barn, and Fort of Kings. I forgot about, we didn't want to go to Polka Dot because I had been there the week before. They're just as busy, they are just as busy as they were back in the day.
Okay. That looks like we got some heavy thunderstorm activity over the west end of Lake Ontario. They just shut the weather radio off, so what I don't like about the way Buffalo weather handles the weather now is they don't tell you anything about the direction the activity is moving anymore. So I don't know whether these storms are moving west to east or south to north or what they're doing. So can't really tell if they're going to be a problem for this area or not. You pretty much just have to wait for them to issue another warning and see kind of what direction the progression is going. And I'm not a fan of the Buffalo Weather Office. I find the Binghamton one is run much better. So. Can't wait. I used to get some good beef on with there back in the day. Okay, I've got a grudge against 14. Girl that I was trying to date in high school were there, and we could never get a date because she was always working. I finally gave up.
That used to be Colonial Chef. Yeah, you know, I wish there was back to the weather for a bit. You know, everybody, on the net, said, oh, I see this on my phone, weather radar, this is heading this way, this is... Is there anything that you or I would speak that we could use to check out weather radar on our phones or computers? Or not really.
Radar, no. But Julie sent me a link to a app that you can install on the computer that does give you an accessible weather site. I'm not sure how far back in Windows that will operate. And of course I don't have anything running on the Apple site, at least so far, anything turned off the Windows site. I kind of decided that Windows 11 is it. I'm not updating again.
Yeah, especially when they make you pay for it and they make you do this and that, you know. I just updated, well, I did my phone. There was an update for Mac. Check for update, go to install, walk away for about 15 minutes, the computer restarts, and then I check ever so often. Next version of OS will be coming out next month. I'll wait a while till they're all out. I'm going to do my thing. It's nice that it's all free.
I get carry these so-called security fixes that end up clobbering the computer, and then I have to pay somebody to straighten it out. It's just like, okay, does it really make a difference whether some guy in Russia clobbers my computer or Microsoft does it? I still can't use it.
The problem, and I'm surprised more people don't want to jump ship like I did. I guess how blind people, it's so easy. I mean, you take the thing out of the box, and it, you know, you turn it on, you hit Command-F5, your speed comes up, connect to the internet. Once you know the commands, and you're on your way, you know. People are just afraid to try something new. I think that's general with the public, but, you know, I won't have to worry, with the computers for a while. No, I knew that weather radar won't run on XP. About the only thing I use XP for is a spreadsheet, because I do like Excel better than numbers. I could do it in numbers, but, you know, it is what it is.
I think mostly what the inertia has been for me with Apple is just tracking down replacement software for all the things that I do on the computer, you know, finding a good audio editor and recorder, and basically something for, you know, denoising records and things like that. Yeah, the audio stuff has been mostly why I hung back. I'm sure I can find a replacement for Microsoft Office, and I probably even like it better because I'm not all that enamored with Office. What I dislike about Office, it tries to do too much for me. It tries to do things that I want, and it usually tries to do something I don't want, and then I gotta figure out how to undo it, and I kind of find myself kind of annoying. I was like, I know how to use computer, don't do anything for me, let me do it myself. It's a page well taken.
Well, you got pages and numbers, that's part of it. See, you don't have paper that crap, you know. You're right, you know, I wish they had left things alone, you know. They want the computer to do, they want to make everything so, you know, lower the bar for people, because that way they don't have to use their brain. Although, even so, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that my wife's one of them's afraid to do anything. Whenever there's something wrong, I'm going to try to get her to use it, Mac. Just got to bring it up here. I keep it updated, but, you know, I got to get her to use it. But, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that if I get that other drive back from Heather, the one that he had into got stuff off it, I hope maybe Group Mechanics on there, I have that license key that I can reinitialize it. But, of course, that company's long gone, so I don't even know if he'll let me.
No idea how he did that, but every time I've installed it and used the license key, it still works, so apparently it doesn't have to reach out to his site to do a thing. I don't get how that works. At least so far, he hasn't been able to do a thing. Actually, when I did the Windows 11 change, I had to do very little to get any working, and most of it was trying to transition over to a different email, because Spectrum stopped working with Outlook, and I decided I was going to ditch them anyway, so that had to push me a little faster and harder. But when Microsoft ordered the data from my old machine, they did such a good job of ordering it that they even moved JAWS with the authorization. Yeah, I didn't even have to reauthorize JAWS.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, there's no real computer places near me that, you know, move stuff over, you know, if you had those. Lightspeed, there's a commercial. You know, there's Greg at TSC, but he moved. He's out in Holly now.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. Well, the deal with MicroWorks is they will come and get an old machine and move it, but you do pay after for them coming and picking the machine up. They have an understanding that I don't have any way to get there, so, you know, I'm willing to make an appointment and have them come out and pick it up. They will take it in and do what they need to bring the new box back. holds up. We've got some cat there that are pretty sharp. Actually, they're pretty good at digging into mess up here, straighten them out. There's just K2L.
Whatever became of Dave Enright, I know towards the end of our sojourn in your zoo, he was getting pretty sloppy. Is he still kicking around, or what did ADV, what did they switch to, or who were they with for computers when you left?
Speaking of IT department, we don't end up outsourcing any of that stuff anymore. We care of all that stuff in-house. And we were basically using Lenovo machines primarily. We did have a brief conversation with AT where we kind of figured out the AT stuff is garbage and stopped using it. But I can't remember the last time we actually outsourced any computer service over there. We do all that stuff in-house. So, you know, we're not a... Or the IT department, there wasn't a, two guys and a manager anymore. At the point that I got laid off, we were a department of 12 people. Well, I don't know what they are now. Obviously, they're not 12 people anymore because I'm gone. But I don't know if they had any additional layoffs and they've dropped more people or not. I think mainly I was a target because I didn't have anything to do with maintaining the source. So there's really no way they had it having the source. And the source pretty much where they're putting all of their energy now.
I went downtown a week or two ago. We've had some issues with our grandson here, which I won't go into. And I had to go, well, first I went court and got a stay away thing all taken care of. And then Georgia went down the following week, or we all went. Had to run the stand and go into the, they moved the vending stand onto the, let's see, second floor, which kind of replaced what used to be the cafeteria. I remember the stand back in the 90s when my friend Bert ran it on the first floor. And of course, probation went to another place and then they put in the metal detector. And of course, if you went up to the cafeteria back then you went to the had to go back to the metal detector. And they just didn't bother going to the stand, of course. And he saw the handwriting on the wall, so he retired in 93. Well, in any event, I met the fellow who ran the stand. I mentioned your name. He knew of you. He knew Julie. I rattled off a couple people, names. Of course, he knew Bert too, but, basically, I think all the guy does is run the cash register and he uses a square.